Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Hill!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test can, Steve, and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a well-meaning but anonymous resident of Boulder, Colorado. Now, the Boulder police, they are actively searching for this person, hoping to charge them with criminal tampering. Now, the person they're looking for is probably best described as a traffic vigilante, for lack of a better term. You see, they had traffic signs professionally made and then professionally installed under existing speed limit signs. And some examples of what I'm talking about, the legal sign says speed limit 35, under which our honoree sign, it adds, get off your damn phone. Another reads, speed limit 45, legitimate sign. But our honoree put a sign below it that says, don't kill any kids today. And when you look at the picture, it's clearly in a residential neighborhood. But finally, my favorite one, the speed limit 35, below which it says, slow the F down. But it doesn't say F. It actually says the word. I'm only assuming they're looking for Samuel L. Jackson. Now, Boulder Police Commander Darian Fledung, he said, quote, I appreciate the fact that it's drawing attention to the fact that we'd like people to slow down and not be on their phone, but there's probably a few more appropriate ways about getting that message out. Maybe, maybe not, man. Here's my thought. If you got to say it, then this is the most effective way to say it.
I like some of the ones in North Seattle that say slow the flock down.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Right? And there's like birds on it. And I had to read them a couple times where I'm like, oh, they're not talking about hitting birds. Yeah. It's tongue in cheek.
Yeah. New Jersey does that. Oregon gets cute every once in a while, depending on the sign. But it's typically the digital display signs.
I love when those things get hacked. That always cracks me up every time. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitona.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hope, the police, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hi, Justin. You understand how this year game is played?
I sure do, Thrill.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of three stories. We have interior decorating, where you guessed for an object that ended up on the inside of someone. We have seriously, where you guessed the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. And finally today, we offer you license to spill, where you guessed the substance that made the mess.
You know, the spill stories have been pretty fun. Let's go ahead and do license to spill.
Another day, another cat. All right.
He loves beating it up.
A Yolo County road was closed last Thursday morning after a truck overturned, spilling something onto the road. The crash happened around 2:15 in the morning on County Road 95. Now, it's unclear what led up to the crash, but cleanup crews, they were called, and the driver was not hurt. A brosy or bros broom was brought in to sweep up the mess.
What is that?
If you're wondering if that is a bros broom, brocha broom, by the way, it's an industrial-style street sweeper.
All right, so basically brought in a street cleaner.
Yeah, but in spite of that, the sweeper got stuck in the pile of whatever it is that fell out. So a few hours later, another county road crew was called in to bring in a bigger piece of equipment to continue the cleanup. Now, eventually, they cleaned up enough of the mess to reopen the highway to traffic. Now, there's not a lot of clues here, but the question is, what did the truck spill on the highway? Did the truck spill sausages, onions, teddy bears, or olives? So sausages, onions, teddy bears, or olives. What spilled out of this truck that basically trapped a street sweeper in its pile?
Well, let's see here. The Ted Smith soundbite for sausages popped in my head. That's all well, I'm going to go with.
You're going to go sausage, sausage your head in your head. Yeah.
Sausage is awesome.
Yeah.
I do declare.
I do declare.
Justin, man, based on just the substance, I think they got jammed up with teddy bears. No. Olives. I'll go olives.
All right.
Because they're pitted.
Well, against them. Hear me out on this one. Only one of these products really makes like a paste or a substance that you eat, which is tapenade. And how do you make tapenade? Olives.
So you're
got all squished down, turned into like just
street tapenade.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. What did the truck spill? Sausages, onions, teddy bears, or olives? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is a license to spill on profile. This we got a road that was closed after a truck overturned. The street cleaner actually got stuck and jammed, trying to clean up the mess that was made on the road. But something jammed it up. Question is, what did the truck spill? Sausages, onions, teddy bears, or olives?
And Justin, that is the very question that we posed to you, as well as D. Ted Smith and Miles Montgomery. And you went with sausage, because sausage is awesome. So awesome, it didn't even spill out of a truck. Miles, you first went teddy bears, then went olives. Don't know your reasoning, Ted. You always have strange reasoning as I see it, but you're like, well, you crush up olives, you make tapenade. Obviously, this is a case of street tapenade. And somehow you are correct.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I just, because the truck got stuck.
Yeah.
It'd be hard
those
to
olives had pits in
them. Right, it'd be hard to get stuck in, like, caramelized onions. But tapenade, there's enough of it.
Yeah.
Trucker gets stuck in hummus.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, everybody's been talking about last Friday, boxing event of the year. Obviously, we've all been over it. The main event kind of sucked.
Oh,
everybody talks about that. There's a lot of theories out there. Some that Mike was pulling his punches, or that he caught him once, and then Jake Paul was like, don't hit me as hard.
I heard that there was somewhere in the contract that they signed Mike couldn't do uppercuts, because that was his go-to move to take people down.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? But part of the other thing was that Netflix, a lot of people had streaming issues.
Mm-hmm.
So now, basically, there's a Florida guy, Ronald Blue Denton. He's filed a class action lawsuit claiming Netflix failure was legendary. He's suing for breach of contract and other offenses and seeking damages.
What is Netflix? 10, 12, 15 bucks a month?
Something like that. Well, they had 108 million viewers was their estimation. And look, if you are not a network, you know, ABC, CBS, Fox, whatever, showing the Super Bowl or something, very few things get that many viewers all at one time. But if you are a streaming service, go and buffer
now,
a little bit.
The difference is you're not a subscriber. I don't know if they had a one-time fee for you to be able to access it. So in other words,
I don't think so, because that was
like in a pay-per-view kind of way, just through Netflix. But
they did, because that was kind of the argument, was like a lot of people like me were like, oh, we don't have to pay for it. And people were like, well, you already pay for Netflix, so you kind of did.
Yeah, but it's not crazy.
No, right. But that was the thing. If you didn't have Netflix, you couldn't see it. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's very few people you meet that don't have Netflix.
Right, these days, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, kind of the same way of like, you know, Showtime had some good shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was what, Weeds?
They had a handful.
Right, they had some good shows. I think Dexter might have been Showtime. But at the end of the day, like, HBO has the shows.
Right.
Correct.
But Showtime did survive for a number of years based on boxing. So they did. They were, I mean, you know, not the greatest.
I'm just saying, I think HBO is kind of like, was that first, like, big. So I feel like Netflix, like, you might have Hulu and this and that, but I feel like almost everybody has Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix,
you know what I mean?
Is the one.
Yeah. So then the other thing is, the story is that, you know, there's some games on this year on Christmas and then some playoff games for the NFL. So supposedly somebody from the NFL has really reached out to Netflix and said, hey, this is the NFL. You got to ensure that nobody's missing out on this action.
Yes. Yeah, the NFL is not effing around with that, man.
Yeah, but I mean, last year there was, a playoff game on, Amazon Prime?
Yes.
I haven't had any issues with them.
I'm not on Amazon.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah. I've not had an issue on Amazon.
I prefer the video quality on
Amazon kind of knocks
it out of the park. More so than the announcers or what they are. But I mean, I don't mind Herb Street, but
my only real issue with games on the streaming services is that sometimes when I'm watching a game, especially like Thursday night football, right? There's usually college games on too I want to check out.
Yeah.
Or there might be a hockey game or something. So like I'm a big last button guy. But when you hit last and it takes you out of like Amazon or Netflix back to back to my cable.
Yep.
Then it like when you try to go back, you know, as opposed to just going from ESPN to ESPN2, it's quick. Whereas when you go back to the Amazon, it's like, oh, we're buffering again.
You're back to a third.
Third party.
Yeah, third party.
Is this you, Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was asking.
Who's watching?
Right.
All this stuff.
Yeah, mine say like kids, and I'm like, I never put that in there.
Oh, my kids.
It just shows up automatically.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, whose profile? Kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing is with the boxing match, right? So I go to Netflix, and there's four profiles, one for each member of the family. It didn't matter which one I landed on. Like, the boxing match was the thing it was going to present to you.
Yeah.
Right? It's not always the case. If I go to my daughter's, it's her stuff. My son's, it's his stuff. My wife's, it's romantic stuff. Mine is, there's lots of blood and TNA. But in this case, when it came to that fight, like, because I went in as my daughter. I was just curious. And it's like, yeah, you're watching the Tyson fight. She's the last person on earth that would watch a Tyson fight.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird, too. Netflix has done a good job of cutting down on it. But back in the day, like, people would share their accounts.
Yeah.
So I had a buddy that would do it for a lot of people. But you could tell which one of his friends had watching because the preferences were all thrown off,
Same with my kids.
Yeah.
Same thing, like, what are you watching? Because it would say, do you want to continue watching? And I'm looking at these shows like, no, I don't.
Well, it's funny. We would go out of town. We would not be doing it this Christmas because we bought the windows. But normally, we would like go to Mexico for a week or whatever. And we have these people that always house sit for us. And the one chick, she's 18, 19 years old. And we're like, dude, watch what you want. We got it all, blah, blah, blah. It was always interesting to see what my recommendations now were because my name's on top of the Netflix account. Yeah. So she would just hit whoever, right? But she ends up watching it, quote unquote, through my recommended stuff, and it comes back, and I'm like, we watch very different programming. I can see that.
Yeah, I think you could also, I mean, sometimes you can just tell. It's like, all right, that's two different things.
We're very different, yeah.
let's see. So they're right there, get sued over that. All right, you guys are guys. Manly men.
Manly men, I do declare.
Is there a movie?
I do declare it.
So this is kind of an interesting list. These are the top guy crime movies.
Guy crime movies? Okay.
So there's movies they say that make anyone cry, but within that category exists a subsect called guy cry movies.
Guy cry.
They say they're movies that concern themselves with more masculine topics like sports, war, father-son relationships. So here, according to The Ringer, are the top 20 guy cry movies.
Okay. All right, okay. So for me, sometimes it's just more of the scene.
Sure, sure.
It does, not
but there's things that get to us that don't necessarily get to women, and clearly there are things that get to women where it does not get to us.
For an example, the beginning of Up, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. I didn't see that coming, man.
No matter what, you sit there and you go like, oh, they have a wonderful relationship.
Right, or like Marley and Me. Everybody's going to cry at the end of that. Yes. So that's what they're saying. We already know that like guys cry. Everybody's crying at that. But like, what are ones specifically?
Guy cry. Brian Song.
But these are old school. I mean, those are...
That we know of. So I know... the only reason I know Brian Song is a tearjerker is because I was dumb enough to watch it. And one of the differences is, you know, as a guy, you watch a movie, it makes you cry. It feels awful. And I'm like, I will never watch that again. It's a good movie. I don't want to feel like that again.
So Brian Song didn't make the list.
What?
The oldest one on here is probably, what, 94, 95? They don't... Or no, there's some big ones on here from 91 and the 80s. I would say Brian Song and then another movie I think everyone should watch once. I went through a phase where I tried to watch like all of De Niro's work.
All right.
He's either Beat the Drum Slowly or Bang the Drum Slowly.
Can't remember which one it is, but I know the movie you're talking about. I have not seen it.
So same thing. I'm telling you, it is a phenomenal movie, this and that. It is, but you will, like Brian Song, you will be bawling your eyes out at the end and you will go, glad I watched it. Don't ever have to watch it again. Yeah. So let's see. Number 20 on the list, Gladiator.
I get why maybe some people cried. It didn't hit me like that. I understand the sentiment, but it didn't hit me like that.
Well, I mean, he finally wins his freedom, then he goes back and his family's dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I'm happy about it, man. I just said it didn't bring me to tears. It sucked. I think it more made me angry. Like,
All right, Iron Claw.
I did not see that.
I didn't see that either. That's about the wrestling family down in Texas, I think.
Is it based on a true story?
It is.
So a lot of these,
it's super sad. That,
for me, it would have to have an element of nonfiction.
A lot of times they do.
Just because I know this really happened. You know, I think that takes it to a... I think that hits you a little bit harder than this is just a book.
But if they do a good job with the book turned movie or just the movie itself, you should forget about everything. If you're watching a movie based on true stories, you should forget about that when you're watching it. If it's completely made up, you should forget it when you watch it. And then if it makes you cry, I get pissed.
Marley and Me is based on a real story, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I knew the ending. I never saw it.
Okay.
All right. 1982. To me, this seems like a movie that would make a lot of people cry, but they're saying this is a guy cry movie. 92.
E.T.
Yep, made the list.
Huh.
I mean, I was 13 when it came out. I think my eyes welled up, but I didn't cry even at 13.
And sometimes you're right, it's just scenes, right? So Saving Private Ryan makes the list.
Yep.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it's such a different kind of cry, but sure.
Correct. And that's one of those ones, I mean, I remember seeing it in a theater, looking at my dad like, what are you crying about, baby?
I love baseball, Dad.
Yeah.
Someone just texted in Field of Dreams, yeah.
This one, and again, specific part in the movie, but Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, there's some moments for sure.
Yeah,
when
Ricky gets shot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrible, man. They bring him. I don't need to relive it, but
thanks for bringing it on, man. I mean, I remember.
Thanks for this. Like, yeah. Thanks for this list. Now I'm sad.
I will say, man, Boys in the Hood. I probably watch that about once every 3 years, and there's just scenes you forget about. Like the part where his dad's out there explaining gentrification years before it happened. Just like, damn.
Nailed it.
Singleton was on it. Let's see. This one, you know what? I get it. You're sad to see him go. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Okay. I mean,
Terminator
2. He didn't bring a tear. I understand. Yeah. Like, oh, man, I like the dude at this point. But, yeah, there was no tears for me. But
well, he has to, kill himself to save the humans.
I know.
I cried.
I always felt better because I'm like, buddy's a robot. It's good.
The Iron Giant?
That's an animated one. I never saw it. I remember the poster art for it. I know nothing about it. Right. I just assumed the giant dies.
I thought it was a kid's movie.
It is.
It is. Well, apparently dads are crying at it.
All right.
Shawshank.
Man, that sucks, dude. That sucks when they make a kid's movie and you're watching this movie with your kids and you don't know it's going to take the road it takes. You know what I'm saying? Then your kids are balling, and then you have to make the effort to not ball. Like, God damn it. Look, guys, I didn't know it ended like that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like, off, right, you're caught off guard or something.
Yeah,
you're
just like, oh.
No. Oh,
damn, man. I don't think they're going to kill. Like Miles said, up first 5 minutes.
You're like, this is horrible.
You know how, like, when your dog's, like, sick or something? Like, sometimes you're trying to help your dog, like, you know, pampered or whatever, and it's just like, ah.
Right.
I feel the same way. You're right. When a movie catches you off guard, and it's like, are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. Shut up and watch the movie. Right. And that was my issue with Up.
Turn around.
My kids were young enough that those first 5 minutes did not resonate with them the way adults are going to take that much different than kids. But then through the rest of the movie, they're getting all teary-eyed. I'm like, it's the easy part. You missed the horrible part at the beginning.
Guy cry movies. The Green Mile makes the list.
That's funny, man. Somebody here actually on the text line said, The Green Mile gets me every time.
Yep.
If you're like me, don't watch it.
Shawshank Redemption. That might be tears of happiness when he finally gets out and makes it to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel tear jerky. I was more celebratory on that. Not only did you go to the beach, you met Morgan Freeman there.
Braveheart.
Mel Gibson kind of made that whole thing to me just not even real.
Really?
Just based on casting. I'm sorry, man.
Well, because it's Mel Gibson
Tom Cruise played a samurai.
Right.
I couldn't take that seriously because it's Tom Cruise. Was it Last Samurai, whatever?
Last Samurai.
So to me, it's just like...
But he was specifically like a U.S. samurai.
I know that, but still.
I didn't know that until later, because the first one, are you kidding
me? Yeah, but to me, it was
Braveheart. But also, Braveheart, you got to remember, this is... what's his name?
William Wallace?
Well, no, the actor. I'm drawing a blank.
Gibson.
Mel Gibson. This is Mel Gibson we know now, right? That's like, gets pulled over, starts saying anti-Semitic stuff. So I think we have a different view of him than we used to. This is This is Lethal Weapon.
Well, if they got sugar on him or not, I don't care. You know what walk of life you come from.
I just honestly, I get it. Braveheart is an amazing film.
That was a really good movie, man.
Good Will Hunting.
It's been a while since I've seen that. I'm not sure.
There's the scene where he finally breaks down with Robin Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more stuff like that than
The scene just when Ben Affleck's like, you know, the best part of my day is when you're not, you know, one day you're not going to be here. And then he's not. Sad.
Ted is reliving the sadness, man.
I didn't think Good Will Hunting was going to get me when I read this list. Oh, God.
I don't know if it's on there, but from the text line, it says Castaway's got to be on there. The Wilson scene.
Yep. That's pretty sad. Benji. He's alone in that forest for a while.
But he makes it.
Interstellar made the list.
I never saw that. I'm a Christopher Nolan apologist. I get why people would be sad. It's a father-daughter thing. But in the end, I'm like, well, good.
Armageddon's on the list.
Armageddon?
Yeah, a lot of them die in the end.
Armageddon!
And then this one... I get because it's realistic, but Fast and Furious 7.
Well, that's because of.
Right, they're saying goodbye to Paul Walker.
Yeah. Oh. But they
put it into the movie.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, yeah. I mean, if you're. Yeah, that's heavy. That should be number one.
Right, that should make everyone cry.
Right, that's.
Heartless women.
That's a much different. Yeah.
Right. How about Rudy? How did Rudy not make this list?
Wouldn't did that you make you cry? For the guy?
Oh, man, when they're all laying down their jerseys. Yeah, it's awesome. Right? Just like, God damn it. They're doing it for Rudy. I had a lot to add to this list. You're right. Brian's song was my first thought.
Something for Joey.
Yeah. I really thought Rudy would be on there. For me, it's generally sports movies.
I think, to me...
Apparently, don't watch the movie 13 Hours or the movie American Sniper. Both of those have popped up on the text multiple times, which tells me... I'm not going to watch it. I don't like being sad. Okay,
so I went to see me and my buddy. This was years ago. It's a Saturday afternoon, right?
All right.
So we're like, you know what? Let's get a cup of coffee, like a couple old people, and we'll go to a Saturday matinee movie. We went and saw American Sniper. And the movie ends, man. And me and him are sitting there, and I'm not even kidding you. I think we sat, the theater is empty. And after about 10 minutes of us not saying a word, it's like, you want to go? I was like, yeah. I mean, and that's a true story. Yeah. So that's even, that's sad too.
You know, when we watched movies in school, obviously they all had to be able to justify taking up class time to watch a movie. You could not watch a cool movie that was out late.
It was going
to
be historical. Right. We watched Gandhi. Yeah. We watched Roots, right? Stuff like that.
I think the ones that killed people were Of Mice and Men.
Oh, that's sad, too.
Man.
Black and White. I mean, I never had seen that movie, only from an educational standpoint, but the entire class is all sitting there, you know, kind of like rubbing their face, cleaning their glasses, and probably Old Yeller was another one.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Thrill's not wrong, though. There's parts of Roots that really get to you. It definitely, you know...
It's horrible.
It gets better, but like the first, five episodes are brutal.
Right, because you read about this if you don't live in certain states, and you hear about this if you don't live in certain places, but then when you just see it kind of mimicked for real, it's like, oh my God, you know what got me, man? And Charlotte's Web. I'm a kid. My mom takes me to the theater. I don't even know anything about it. You know what I mean? I've heard the title, but I don't know what the story's about. Here's this pig. It makes friends with the spider. The spider's freaking awesome. And as a kid, you just don't contemplate how things might go. And at the end of that movie, I mean, I'm looking at my mother like, I hate you. Why would you bring me? Now, that said, you realize what kids don't understand about movies. I took my daughter to see Trolls, the original one when it came out.
All right.
And there's a scene toward the end. Now, it's rated G. Right? So there's a certain things that will never happen. But there's a scene where everything is lost. Things are looking bad for the trolls, and they have been placed into, like, not a pot of boiling water, but placed into a pot that has now been turned on the stove because the main villain plans on eating them. And my daughter, I just see her break the F down in the movie theater, man. So, like, in my head, I'm like, you know they're not going to die. But I realized she was, I don't know, 6, 5 when they came out. She's already bawling. I'm like, baby, are you okay? And she's like, oh, my God, they're going to be eaten. So I just looked at her and I said, I'll tell you what. Let's hang in there for 10. Because she wanted to go. I said, let's hang in there for 10 or 15 more minutes.
Come on, kid. They're not going to kill the trolls.
Because I get the feeling these trolls.
They're going to make it.
They got some resilience in them. And sure enough.
They can swim in boiling water.
What do you know?
Unlike crabs.
The other one I would add to the list is Shrek.
What?
Why?
Well, because Shrek is an ogre.
Yeah.
And he had Princess Fiona.
Sure.
Well, she's an ogre, too.
I know. That's what made me cry.
Oh, Seth.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You are listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the men's room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
It is not my cock, but we're here to talk about the bombogenesis fallout. A.K.A. the bomb cyclone.
The videos that I've been watching all day of the destruction in the area is crazy.
It's super crazy, man. You know, I always made the assumption that it would be more in the outlying areas, and maybe it is. But even living here in Seattle, just getting home last night, tree across the road, I just cannot explain how much debris was in the roads, how messed up everyone's yard was, how much power went out, etc. But they say several roads across western Washington obviously closed due to the aftermath of last night's bomb cyclone. Now, many roads are fully blocked by fallen trees, even more dangerous, downed power lines, and, of course, road debris. They're expected to be closed for a significant part of the day. No estimates going to be reopened, because the truth is, it happened pretty much everywhere. And there's so many people that can go out there to clean this stuff up, man. I mean,
there's some people that are talking about not having power back till like Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad stuff.
On a related but kind of nicer note, did you notice last night it smelled like Christmas trees?
Well, it's because they're blown all over the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. It did have a Christmassy feel in the sense of the smell, but it's because of all the trees laying in the road.
Depending on your news source, some say a second cyclone is coming. It's another atmospheric river.
Right.
But there's another one of these guys right behind it. I don't think it's going to be nearly as powerful, but there's another one coming Thursday and Friday.
Oh, cool. Because this was a lot of fun.
I would throw that ride home last night. I love storms and stuff. That was sketchy.
It was super sketchy.
And not like limbs, but just like twigs and stuff like flying off trees and hitting my window. I was just like, I have not seen this.
I know about where you were at when all that stuff started hitting your car.
Yeah, and the power went out.
Yeah, that's about where we got. That was the first time that we could, you know, we just audibly heard stuff crashing off of the car. And it's like, then you realize you're surrounded by these big ass trees on both sides of the road. And I'm like, we maybe should not be here. Speaking of trees, a tree crashed into a house during the bomb cyclone. This happened in Kelso. It displaced a family of five, prompting a response from an emergency and utility crews. Basically, the fallen tree crushed the house and brought down several power lines, prompting responders to advise neighbors, basically, hey, man, stay inside. The family living in the damaged house, they were able to vacate safely. They took shelter at a neighbor's home. Now, that said, there have been two confirmed people that died as a result, and in both cases, it was a falling tree. One woman was taking a shower inside of her own home, where the tree fell in, ended up crushing her.
Did you see the size of that tree that hit that house?
I did. I mean, and there's nothing, right? That's about the size of the tree that fell into my yard. To put it in perspective, right? But we'd been asking the city of Seattle to take it down.
If it didn't happen then, it would have happened now.
It definitely would have happened last night if it didn't happen before. And then there was a homeless encampment in the Alderwood Mall Parkway, and a large tree fell on it, ended up killing a woman there as well. And as a lot of you know and might be experiencing, thousands of people across the state still without power. They say, look, man, we've restored it to many homes. They probably brought power back to about 400,000 homes, but there's still about 400,000 homes that don't have power. And like Ted said, man, depending where you live, it might last into the weekend. I hope that that is not the case.
And I know people have seen it. I'm just going to say it because my voice is on the radio right now. If the light is out, it is a four-way stop.
It is a four-way stop.
Yes.
You know, Ted showed up last night, and like I said, his first words to me were, well, that was effing terrifying, and it was specifically the four-way stop, and I said to you later, instead of calling it a four-way stop, they should call three different directions to get hit.
Yeah.
Please understand how a four-way stop works. Because like we said, right now, a lot of the traffic lights are out, and where you and I live, man, it's a pretty heavily trafficked area. At least all the roads are, right? And please understand how a four-way stop works. All right, and some better news. We go north of the border where a Canadian grandmother completed 1,575 push-ups in 1 hour, earning her second Guinness World Records title.
That is a ton of push-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think that
1,575 in 1 hour. I'm so all excited.
Just divide that by 60.
No, you divide it by 60. I'm not doing this. Put your math skills back.
How many push-ups?
1,575. Divide that by 60. And that's how many she did a minute. Like I said, I've been doing push-ups every day. I'm up to like 40. I could probably get up to 45. I'm probably going to press myself, but I get bored. But the idea of doing 1,575 in an hour, that ain't happening. She's 59 years old. She lives in Alberta. She took the title for the most push-ups in 1 hour for a female and managed to surpass the previous record with 17 minutes of her attempt remaining. Keep that in mind. She broke the record, still has 17 minutes left. She said, I had to fight back happy tears and emotions and keep going. I still felt quite strong, and I was aiming for a higher number of push-ups to complete in the next 17 minutes. Now, the previous record set for the longest time in the abdominal plank position at 4 hours and 30 minutes and 11 seconds. Yeah, she owns that record, too. Anyway, her latest record attempt It was attended by 11 of her 12 grandchildren. The 11 that will be in her will.
Nice. So obviously, fitness is a massive part of her life.
I'm going to go ahead and say that that is true.
But if I have 11 grandchildren, Christmas sucks.
It gets expensive. It's real pricey real quick.
Because grandparents hook the kids up.
They do.
Grandparents don't care.
On a Santa Claus level, you know?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It's a little much overkill.
I mean, yeah. I think about it now, and I think it's ridiculous. It's crazy to me that right there's, what, 9 of us cousins or whatever? And my grandmother, she would spend $200 a kid.
A kid?
Yeah.
Good.
Because
God.
Santa didn't come to grandma's house. Grandma would pick you up one day after school, and you would go shopping and then go to Bob's, big boy.
Okay.
Oh
dude.
Elby's.
Yeah, like, I mean, grandma, like, she did, like, that's what she loved Christmas, right? But
clearly.
Now, as an adult, and this is the, you know, 80s, early 90s, I'm like, that was a lot of money she was putting out.
That's a ton of money, man. Here you go. This story, stop me if you've heard this before. A deer crashed through the window of a Tennessee gym and ended up spending about 2 hours in a locker room, leaving a smelly surprise behind. Security camera footage from the Competitive Edge and Fitness on Lebanon Pike. It shows the buck running across a treadmill, which I'm super impressed with, after crashing into the gym through a window.
Then getting on the elliptical, then working on lats.
Well, the gym's owner said the deer ended up in the women's locker room. Yeah, but
pervert.
And was removed about 2 hours later by wildlife resources. However, before getting him out of there, he took a big-ass poop right there in the middle of the floor.
What do you do after you go to the gym?
Yeah, especially if he was doing squats.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, man, it all makes sense to me.
We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, and the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.